We're just a lot of talk. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure, TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
If that happens on the track or off, Steve and Sam know about it. You're listening to the Race Report.
And we have been focusing on what's been happening on the track during Speed Week so far, but there was some big news off the track between Kurt Busch and Tony Stewart, names that are quite often tied with off-track controversy. If there are two guys, so I did a radio interview earlier about previewing the Daytona 500, and of course wanted to talk about the Kurt Busch Tony Stewart dust-up, and I said they wanted to know if this was going to have any effect on either one of us.
No.
Talk about two guys that are used to dealing with stuff like this. I mean, has anybody been involved in more stuff the last few years than these two guys? I mean, it's always these two guys. Tony Stewart, Kurt Busch. Busch has been a little bit better behavior since he made the move from Roush over to Penske. But, you know, he still got into it last year with the bump of Tony Stewart's car on pit road that got him some probation. And, and this, of course, if you miss it, I'm sure you've heard about it. But Kurt Busch and Tony Stewart near the end of a practice session at Daytona got into one another. Looked like a case of Busch sliding up in front of Stewart's car and Stewart not backing off at all, as he usually won't. Clipped the back end, and I'm not blaming Stewart at all. I mean, I think blame can be shared here equally. Anyway, the bottom line is they ended up in the wall. Busch felt that Stewart could have given him a little bit of room, and so as they headed to pit road, off the racetrack, not yet on pit road, so no other cars, nobody else around them, Busch body slammed Stewart's car about three times as they made their way down. They, of course, immediately called him to the NASCAR hauler, and then again, according to unofficial sources, Stewart took a poke at Busch in the NASCAR trailer, right in the NASCAR trailer in front of Mike Helton and everybody, I guess. And what we'd also, and again, unofficial, but there have been enough sources saying this, but I think it's probably true. Apparently, Busch made a little comment about Tony's physique in the trailer. Basically said, "You're a fatty." And Tony took offense to that and took a swing at him. So, Tony doesn't. He's not exactly doing us any favors as
Tony,
we try and
Tony put down his cheeseburger and took a shot at Busch.
As we dropped his donut, and but as we try and convince people that are non-NASCAR friends, no, these guys really are athletes.
Yeah.
Then we look at Tony Stewart. Think, wait a minute, this guy's one of the best out there, and he's anyway. Remember Tony Stewart's $17,000 that he spent on fitness equipment after the 2000.
That's what he hangs his clothes on now.
I think so. Maybe he sets his dozen donuts up there. I don't know. But at any rate, that's what supposedly happened. Of course, all sides being mum on exactly what went on inside the NASCAR trailer.
Well, it's more fun to speculate.
Oh,
anyways.
It is. It is. Yeah, even if it's not true, it's sure a good story. But, you know, there were several people that talked about that Busch had made a little comment about Tony's fitness level, and I guess Tony at least wanted to show him that he could throw a punch. So anyway, they got him out of there and said they'd come back the next day after they'd cooled off. Put him on a 6-race probation, which is, you know, why even bother? That's just a little slap on the wrist. But when you look at it from another side, and the fact that Brian France, of course, in his address to the media a few weeks back, had talked about they wanted to limit the change in NASCAR, wanted to try and bring back the core fan that they feel they have alienated a little bit in recent years, and I certainly agree with that. There's also been talk about letting the drivers show a little more of their personality, because a lot of the put-off, I think, to longtime fans is that these guys have basically just become corporate spokespersons and won't share their feelings, don't let out their true emotions. And Tony Stewart, you know, is somebody who's always been a little bit of a breath of fresh air in that regard. Tony has always spoken his mind, sometimes too much. We've talked a lot about Dale Earnhardt Jr. We'll usually, much more tactfully usually than Stewart, but Dale Earnhardt Jr. will usually give his opinion, honest opinion, if you ask him something. He seems to do it the right way. But so many other guys, I mean, that's a big criticism of Jimmy Johnson and has been of Jeff Gordon over the years, that they're a little too vanilla, that they're just the clean cut, always say the right thing, always steer clear of controversy. So maybe this little slap on the wrist, if even that, this very minor penalty that they gave these guys, a 6-race probation, is NASCAR's way of saying, okay, we'll let the boys be boys to a point. Because quite frankly, as I mentioned, Kurt Busch didn't do anything, you know, that bad. Bumped into Stewart on the entrance to pit road. They were not on pit road yet. They were off the racetrack. There were no other cars around, so not that severe. Obviously, as we talk about this being kind of in the rumor stage about what went on in the NASCAR trailer, obviously Stewart did something. Stewart did something, or he wouldn't have gotten a penalty at all. He wouldn't have been part of this, because he did nothing on the racetrack to warrant any kind of probation.
Well, they said the reason he got probation, I read this, was because he blocked Busch's exit from the track.
Oh, he parked his car and blocked the garage area.
And I think, I can't confirm this, but I believe Tony was trying to get out of the car at that point.
And go after him
there. To go discuss some things with Kurt Busch. So I don't know.
I think there also was something threw my pen across the room, in the wording in the penalty about an altercation with another competitor. Stewart punched him. I mean, at least took a shot at him. I think Tony, you know, in his current physical condition, probably was so slow that Busch easily dodged the blow. But so something went on in the trailer. Again, there nobody's talking about it, but something definitely happened there. That's why Tony Stewart also got the probation. But the bottom line is, these two guys, no strangers to this kind of controversy. It won't affect them at all. It's behind them. I'm sure they will give each other a wide berth on the racetrack. Keep in mind, last year, the two tangled and took out themselves, and they had the two best cars in the Daytona 500. One of those guys, I think, was going to win that race had that not happened. And I don't think either one of them wants that to happen again. So probably easier if you're Tony Stewart and you see the two car pull up alongside you. I'm going to get away from him just to stay out of trouble, and Kurt Busch probably thinking exactly the same thing. If he sees that Home Depot orange come up beside him, he's probably going to move over just a little bit and say, I'm not even going to give him a chance to do anything to me. I want to win the Daytona 500. So I think they will stay away from one another on the track as much as possible. And, of course, after the incident, they were both saying all the right things. It's behind us. We don't care. Tony Stewart even said that he'd done worse, so he couldn't really get mad at Kurt Busch for what he did on the racetrack. So anyway, it's behind us. We move forward, but it's already made for some interesting reading and talking here in the early season. So, all right, stick around. We'll take a real close-up look at the Daytona 500 as that is coming up, and our first official race preview as we move to the Great American Race 50th edition. So stick around. Coming up on the Race Report.